I'm a new beginning with a pre-written suicide note, asking God for forgiveness only to be told I'm an inimitable extension of what I can't compute. Truthfully, I'm nothing but not basically straightforward in nature. An old lady wearing a navy blue political tee inebriatedly confuses me for some shitty son she claims she has. Being flagged and informed of body hair fetishes for body hair awareness month, despite believing in some indivisible oneness I can't comprehend rudimentary social cues I've heard. It's almost like I emerged from a parallel universe. The organism is the first fallacy ever sighted by my own beauty in a full body mirror. I'm trapped in an infinite illusion and things have never been clearer. I finally become incomprehensible to myself and I find it swell at a Clark's Bostonian retail outlet. I discovered hell.
That's what's actually wrong with me. I'm glad we finally got the bottom of it. No, that's not it. Keep trying. Could it be? No, that's not it. That's not it either. Why is this so difficult? It seems as though the things you've forgotten have dictated your emotional trajectory today, in like an acute way. Is it possible I exist simultaneously? Like in another time completely? You're still meandering around in the realm of lineage. Please stop. Is genetic history passé? This is a portal. You need to think differently. You're not being honest. You believe you've forgotten things, but that's not entirely true, is it? But I've finally expressed my feelings. Like at a really high decibel too. No, that's not it. Those aren't your feelings. You thought those were your feelings. I'm afraid you're thinking in terms of relations still. Relations. You're analyzing things in terms of relations, as if there's true difference. How else could you relate? Didn't you already get past this? Oh, of course. Yes, that's right. I've taken notes to that effect. This isn't a dive bar. It's a portal. There's no relation to really consider here. That's not it. Keep trying. But if I say it, no, that won't work. You're still thinking in terms of relations, of extensions, of things relating to one another. Please stop. No, this isn't a dive bar at all. You're right. Although it seems like I may be blackout drunk, this is just a mirror. Does that help? But not in the sense I'm thinking. Right. You're getting closer. How can there be something that equals more than one? One contains all the numbers. That's correct. And zero. That's what's actually illusory. Coders are assholes. I see. So it's true that I don't love anyone, in a manner of speaking. You're close to getting it now. Certain assertions imply extension. What does love mean if it's extended? Of course, at times we attempt to extend and retract a thing we call love, not realizing at all what it is we're actually doing. We think we're at a shitty dive bar, and it perhaps even occurs to us that we're blackout drunk. But there's something else to memory. We misunderstand memory essentially. This is really just a quaint plane of consistency, isn't it? And no one would know the difference. They are extending what they don't possess and foolishly think that by doing so they create relation. It's actually kind of funny in a sense. In order to be the most forgiving, you have to be able to laugh a little. It's implicit. Yet others refuse to do so. Laugh, that is. They hang over us with a perpetual frown under their smile, assigning their own actions to themselves. Concerned about nothing but what they view as themselves, but they can only do so for an assigned time. They are obsessed with lineage. They cling to lineage like a shadow. Not all dive bars are portals to a plane of consistency, but the plane of consistency is, well, you get it now, right? How could I not? One contains all of the numbers.